NYC comes a program to trigger people who are programmed. It's to leave thoughts safe, space out.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Jonah!
I can't hear you.
Jonah!
All right, defendant, state your claim.
Will your honor, my nigga? The thing is...
All right, I heard enough. Sick of this.
White people to move to the back and make room for my black and brown brothers and sisters.
The NNFL Network, in conjunction with entitled Sociopathic Predatorial Nignogs...
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Gems. Greetings, kinfolk. I hope that all is well with you and yours on this fourth day of October in the year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the Safe Space, a safe space for commentary, not from commentary. I'm Talib Starks, the Pee Wee Herman of this playhouse. Not to be confused with the Pee Wee Herman of the Triple X Theater that was booked for playing with his Pee Wee. I forgot how annoying that laugh is. But some of you may remember that incident. But let that be a lesson. The same thing that makes you happy can make you sad. Now, I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember Pee Wee Herman. But he was on fire until he pulled out his hose on that fateful day 27 years ago. Do y'all remember that incident, Booth Crew?
Oh, yeah.
It was hell yeah, man. That was iconic.
Yeah, that was
fallen hero from my youth.
Yeah, that was a major Hollywood scandal. Man.
Was he still big then, though?
I feel like. Yeah, no, he was end, big. He was, like. That was 91. He was still big.
She was syndicated, though. It's hard to tell.
Was it his show was still on the air when it happened?
Now that, I don't know. Good question.
Yeah.
But,
either
I mean.
Either way, it was, yeah.
Could you imagine TMZ during that time?
Oh,
with people with that type of information? But, you know, I mean, he claimed that he was only looking in the theater. And that's pretty much the same claim as Dick made. It, too, was looking at the screen. But I wonder, Jay, why isn't his show in syndication somewhere besides YouTube? I mean, it was entertaining. You remember that? You remember that? If he got booked in 91, I was kind of too old to be watching. So maybe it didn't happen when he was big. I don't know. But, okay, Garrett, I get it. thank you. But, yeah, like the Safe Space, a cast of characters always came to visit, including a young Lawrence Fishburne sporting a Jerry curl as Cowboy Curtis. Oh, there it is. A little late on the trigger, Jay, but, you know, we done moved on to something else now. Oh, there we go.
Oh, shit. There you go.
Yeah. There he is, Lawrence Fishburne with Pee Wee Herman, with the Jerry curl and all. And the show, what I liked about the show, it always had that magic word that made the people scream. And I think we should have a magic word on the show. In honor of Pee Wee Herman, a magic word.
Bazoo. What do you
maybe,
say?
Maybe.
All right. What are you thinking, Garrett?
Yeah, I mean, bazoo makes me scream.
Bazoo.
What about Vaseline? Vaseline?
Vaseline?
Vaseline?
Vaseline.
Now, how about two words? Like knuckle juice. Or
knuckle juice.
Or Montana Fishburne. Mm. Now, of course, you know she's Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, who also did a little bit of acting that Pee Wee Herman may find handy. You know what I mean? You guys know what I mean. When I say he may find handy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. She does porn. About. For those who don't know. Montana Fishburne, Triple X.
Soak that up with a biscuit, am I right?
Yeah, her nudes are all over the internet, but you got to look her nudes up on your own time because this is a family show, damn it, and we're going to keep it that way.
You want to see her DUI video, too?
Yes.
That was a good one.
I mean, well, I've heard about it. Oh, okay. I didn't actually see it. Gino told me about it. Anyway, but as far as this show, man, today's kids, they're too sophisticated for old school shows such as Pee-wee's Playhouse. They're used to those fast-paced shows in HD and 4K and shows that push SJW narratives. And the same goes for today's comic books and children's books. You know what I mean? Speaking of children's books, thank you. Stephen Colbert is releasing a children's book about Trump. And, I know. I get it. Ridiculing the president. This president is so original and edgy. Except that it's not. It's overcooked. However, what it does prove, once again, is that Trump derangement syndrome makes people do the darndest things. Now, Colbert's book is titled, Whose Boat Is This Boat? Comments That Don't Help in the Aftermath of a Hurricane. And he said that the book is the perfect gift for young readers and presidents who don't read.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely open season on this president since hunting season was forbidden for 8 years, from 2008 to 2016. So guns are blazing. Now, do we have that video? Corbier video?
Meanwhile, lost in all the controversy this week, the people of North Carolina and my beloved home state of South Carolina are still feeling the effects of Hurricane Florence. In fact, some places are suffering more now with the cresting of the rivers 13 days after the storm hit. Now, you might recall that Donald Trump's visit to North Carolina after the hurricane did not comfort everyone. He had an impassioned and truly heartfelt response to this one boat that washed ashore. He wouldn't stop talking about it. He made so many kind of odd comments about that boat that, as a joke, we turned all of those comments into a children's book made up entirely of quotes of Trump touring hurricane damage. Well, the joke's on us, because now it's a real, actual book. Whose Boat Is This Boat? Will be published by Simon and Schuster.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jay. Now, the book is available for pre-order, but guess when it will be published? On November 6th, the day of the midterms.
Try harder.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Gino. There's always a method to their madness. At least that's what I like to believe. Then again, sometimes it's just fuckery for fuckery's sake to make themselves feel good. Now, I know I said this was a family show. Sorry, but sometimes expletives are the best way to describe these fucktards. And the crowd agrees. Oh, and I can't forget the children's book from John Oliver, the host of HBO's Last Week Tonight, which was written to antagonize the vice president and his family. Now, Oliver's book, Oliver's book is a children's book written by, wait, which one is that? That's Marlon Brown. Let me get this right. His book, the comedian's book, was making fun of the book written by Vice President Pence's daughter, Charlotte. And it was also illustrated by his wife, Karen. Their book, which is pictured at the bottom, is titled Marlon Bundles, A Day in the Life of the Vice President. John Oliver's book, which is on top, okay, I got it. It has a similar name, A Day in the Life of Marlon Bundle. And this Marlon Bundle he lives a fabulous life in both books. But in Oliver's book, he's actually fabulous.
Gay.
Yeah. Yeah, Garrett, you're right. He's gay. And that's the difference between the two books.
Does he have a lot of gay sex?
That may or may not be in the book, but I'm sure it should be in the sequel.
Rabbits love to have sex.
Now, the if you look at the colorful bow tie and the flamboyant facial expression, those should be dead giveaways that he's no longer on the down low, as he had to be in the Pence's book. He's free in John Oliver's book.
Small differences between the two books. You'll notice right away that our rabbit has a bow tie, so there's that. Also, our story is about Marlon Bundo falling in love with another boy rabbit, because our Marlon Bundo is gay, just like the real Marlon Bundo. The point is, you can actually buy this book starting right now at Amazon and at betterbundobook.com, which should be easy enough to remember. Do you want the regular Bundo book or the Better Bundo book? It's at betterbundobook.com. Mm-hmm. All of our proceeds from this are going to the Trevor Project, which provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to LGBTQ youth and AIDS United, which works to end the AIDS epidemic in the United States. So those are two great reasons to buy this book. Another is that selling more books than
Pence. Blah, 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 blah. Again, after 8 years of restraint, it's open season on this administration. And you white progressives do not have to worry about being called racist anymore, do you?
Hey, Tlaib, can I chime in?
Tea time.
Tea time, thank you. What the... Sorry. It just seems as if, like, he took the Pence's daughter's book and turned it into a book, right? Colbert turned Trump's words into a book, but they don't have any original ideas. They're stealing to make money off this administration.
There you go.
Isn't that something?
That's definitely something.
The two best comic minds on the left. Thieves.
Stealing.
Nothing but thieves.
Indeed. Yeah. Did you guys know that today and this weekend marks the beginning of New York City Comic Con? Yeah. Well, I was wondering if the panhandling superheroes, if the panhandling superheroes in Times Square will indeed attend Comic Con.
There will be super hoes attending Comic Con.
I know. Stay tuned with that comment. Because I'm saying, as for now, I think that these superheroes in Times Square should attend Comic-Con and pick up some costume tips. I mean, I don't know if I've seen Iron Man before I came in.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like he's iron deficient, if you know what I mean.
Tough to pull off, yeah.
I don't know how he does it, but he does it. And Times Square Hulk looks like Shrek. Well, he's built like Shrek anyway. So, but I did see something cool that made me want to attend Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And it was Batman being pulled over in Canada. And check this shit out.
Brampton Batman getting pulled over.
All right, that officer's gonna wish he hadn't done this.
You know, he's an armed black man, for sure. Now, this would have never happened to the Caped Crusader in Gotham. Only in Canada would this kind of shit happen. You see him jump out? You see the cape sweep when he jumped out?
Oh, man, nice car.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You'd think that thing could outrun a cruiser.
Well, turns out the cop only wanted a selfie with him. Look how he just gracefully gets back into the Batmobile.
You mind if we take a picture?
She let him go.
Of course.
Awesome.
Yeah, my guess is that he was headed to Toronto or Detroit, somewhere. Plentiful crime. Go get busy.
A lot of work to do.
Yeah. So, Booth Crew, you guys going to Comic-Con?
You saying I'm gay?
Nah, I'm not going. But I think E-Rock's there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So E-Rock's gay?
Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I'm just using Garrett's rationale. Bill's implying that
E is for eat semen.
That's what gay! All right, what about you, PD?
Any interest? A lot of sexy ladies there.
Super hoes.
And I'm talking barely legal.
Yeah. But I'm. It's weird that the other guys aren't interested in seeing these ladies in their sexy superhero costumes.
I don't get it. I don't know. They sure are pretty.
There are two times of the year when women dress up and walk on a wild side. Oh. For sure. Comic-Con and Halloween.
Uh-huh.
But yet, we're in this Me Too era, so I don't know. It's probably messed Comic-Con up, too.
I could, I guess.
You know what I mean? It just may not have that same feel. Remember last year, Brie Larson, the chick who plays Captain Marvel, said, to live as a woman is to live life on the defense. She tweeted that.
She's Captain Marvel now?
She's Captain Marvel. She tweeted that nonsense after a TSA agent asked for her number. So, question to those of you who've seen the latest Avengers movie. Is this the person who's supposed to save the Avengers? A woman who couldn't handle being hit on and ran to Twitter to relieve the emotional trauma of being complimented? Her? Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Well, to fly on an airplane is to live life on the defense, you know?
You should tweet that. That would have been a great follow-up tweet to this.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've flown since 9/11? I mean, at least they don't have those full imaging body scans anymore, but with a costume like that, you don't really need them.
Gosh, this is where we're headed, man. But you know what? Thanks, Jay. You know what? I'm not so sure that the Avengers are worth saving anyway. I mean, especially after seeing several of them in a video using sexual innuendos to motivate young people to vote. Now, we do have a headline on this. There it is. I like to show and prove. Now, I understand that sex sells, but to pervert the mind of the people just to make them vote is liberalism going unchecked, which is why we're here, PD.
Mind is a terrible thing to waste.
You have to put this unchecked liberalism into its proper perspective, in its proper place.
I hope these innuendos weren't too subtle because they would go over their heads and, you know, they had this, be pretty direct.
Well, of course I'm going to play the video. But in the interest of time, I'll reserve my commentary until the video's conclusion.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and comment on everything.
Well, no. Let her. No. Yeah, just because I want to get through this video because I'll keep interrupting it and it'll never be finished. Then you interrupt.
It sounds like we're going to be in a blind rage by the time it's over.
Yeah. So for this to work, I'll just reserve commentary. But Jay, you have to put a facial expression on me that's indicative of my demeanor. Nah, it's nothing with expletives coming out of the mouth.
Dollars, hashtag percent.
This is a family show, remember? Sometimes. Yeah, something stoic like that. Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. All right, I'm ready to watch the video with no commentary.
My first time.
I was nervous.
My first time
was in the back of a firehouse.
Mine was in a church.
It was amazing.
My first time, everybody clapped afterwards.
I mean, I didn't know how to do it.
Where to put it, you know, where to slide it in.
There were so many options.
Like,
you never know what it's gonna be like when you do it.
So finally, I just went and I just did it. I voted.
My first time with a woman was 2016. It felt good, but it ended badly.
My parents weren't allowed to do it until 1965, so I do it every chance I get.
We have the numbers, we have the power, we can do this.
Come do it with us, November 6th.
Our generation is the largest group of voters in the country.
Let's rise up, register,
and let our voices be heard.
You can't vote if you don't fill out the forms and register.
Go to marchforourlives.com to register.
It takes like 2 minutes.
I was so excited afterwards that I elected all over the place.
Vote.
Vote.
Register and vote.
So hot. Voting is so hot.
Okay, here's my rebuttal. Okay, it's clear that this is a Harvey Weinstein, Bill Clinton production, just by the script alone. Secondly, I know that for an unprecedented number of white women, their first time with the black man was in 2008. And they did it because they didn't want to be called racist for not doing it with him. Thirdly, T'Challa, the Black Panther. He's conveniently forgetting that his ethnocentric country of Wakanda didn't rock the vote. It had a monarchy. And it had a anti-immigration wall that Trump would pass out, or should I say Trump would give seal claps to, maybe, or would just come in his pants, maybe.
Come in his pants.
How about that?
Let's go with come in his pants.
We'll go with come in his pants. And fourthly, Don Cheadle says, my parents weren't allowed to vote until 1965. Yeah, just like the Democratic Party planned it. And now the Democratic Party has guaranteed that you'll vote for them for the next 200 years. Ask LBJ. And LBJ isn't LeBron James, for those who don't know LBJ. Man, PD, where is Thanos when you need him?
Finish him.
Wait, not yet. I got to let PD get some of this if he wants some.
Well, you know, I mean, I can say it is rather like, you know, when you do it for the first time and you're looking at it, you got the choice, as you know, between a pussy and an asshole, you know. And so
voting late.
Well, right. You know, I'm talking about a Democrat or a Republican presumed asshole, you know,
okay.
Certainly not a pussy. Some people want to lower the age of doing it to 16. They've talked about that. That's on the left.
Yeah.
They want to lower the, I say, forget it.
Statutory rape.
Statutory rape. And that's what they advocate for. But, you know, a lot of people want to get rid of the Electoral College. One person, one time, right? But
do away with the whole.
We like to all get together and do it together as a group. Let's see, doing it, here's the thing about doing it in a booth. No one knows who you did it with, but you're probably going to spread it around when you're done.
Good point.
If you're proud.
The one guy who looks like Andy Dalton from Cincinnati Bengals, the quarterback from Cincinnati Bengals, he said he elected all over the place.
Elected all over the place, gross.
All over the place.
How come, people always try to tell you who to do it with, too. They always want to tell you who to do it with. Do it with this one. Do it with that one. I'm going to do it with who I want to do it with.
God, by golly.
My business.
I love your spirit, PD.
Yeah, I'm an independent-minded person.
And it goes without say why David Camerahog was there.
Finish him.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're finished. So, PD, let's play some. You have anything else to say? Because I'm ready to play some furrow ball.
I have to do it.
Well, you heard the man.
And now, the NNFL Network, in conjunction with entitled Sociopathic Predatorial Nignogs, also known as ESPNN, presents the news, highlights, and storylines in the 2017 Nignog Feral League season. Brought to you by the Party of Dependency, the Democratic Party. A reminder, the NNFL is not a fantasy league. It's an actual league based on bloody reality, where the three M's, murder, mayhem, and misery, are the primary statistical categories. The official snacks of the NNFL are none other than M&M's and Aunt Jemima's Didn't Do Nuffin' Muffins, which are both distributed to training camps across America. All incurred NNFL injuries are covered under Obamacare, except fatal injuries. Fatal injuries are covered under GoFundMe, y'all. Much appreciation to our other corporate partners, Capital Murder One, which always asks, what's in the other guy's wallet? Our Asian sponsor, You Best Buy or Go, which bravely operates in hoods across America. And Go Baby Daddy. Now back to the booth with Talib Starks on play-by-play and Pat Dixon on colorless commentary.
Ah, the soothing sounds of Beethoven right before the storm that is the NNFL. Welcome to the NNFL Network. Today, it's an early kickoff. I'm Talib Starks, and it's time to review Week 41 of Nignog Football League action. Assisting me on this endeavor, as usual, is my left-hand man, Pat Dixon.
All right. Hey. Yeah, sure.
Ooh. Well, I'm feeling a little light here. I'm ready to get started on some feral ball.
Absolutely. Well, where is the Coke? I want to see the Coke go down the tube. All right, take a sip.
Oh, that's good.
Ah, there we go. Oh. Yeah. Now, where's the rest of you before we go on? Let's get that out of the way.
Dude, I left it at home. I got a block down the street. I'm like, where's my body? Who needs it? I don't really need it. You know?
No, we really don't. We just need the brain.
No, the brain's fine.
Now, after we leave, we might go across the street and hang out with Bill. You think you may need your body then, too?
Nah, not. Huh? I'm not getting. No, it's like if I leave. If I, it's like my phone. If I leave it at home, I'm done. Okay, I just leave it for the time.
Okay.
Did remember my? Got my phone.
You got your phone. Just left the rest of your body. But hey, you know, priorities. Okay, Petey. Well, I'm glad
that's, you know, we started early. You know, like leave the house in a rush. Yeah. You know,
early kickoff. This is what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to have some of you here.
Good to be
some
here.
Of PD is better than no PD.
Good to almost be here.
Good to be. Now, let's start in the place where the FBI recently released its annual analytics of the top violent cities with at least 500,000 season ticket holders. And it's no surprise to us at the NFL Network that Baltimore ranked number one.
Yeah.
Of course.
Hey, they're always ahead.
Nothing. Garrett is.
They're always ahead.
You got to work hard to get some.
I'm ahead. They're always ahead.
Yeah? Yeah?
All right, that's pretty good.
Will that work?
Just wanted it to last a little longer than that. Okay. It wasn't very long.
Well, I was saying, PD, that the Super Bowl champs, as you know, has had the highest TD rate last season and embodied the three M's of murder, mayhem, and misery.
I wish I could embody something. I don't have a body. I embody bodilessness. Whoa. Very hard to keep my balance.
Oh boy, I'm glad we started early, man. Yeah. This is going to be.
We'll still get behind somehow.
We'll make it, maybe not. All right, but anyway, the number two team, according to the FBI's analytics, is maybe a little more surprising. It wasn't the Chicago Savages, PD, as many people probably believe. Instead, it's a team that's in the rebuilding process, much like its city, which might explain why we haven't heard much from this team. I'm talking about the Detroit Dindos.
Didn't do nothing.
Yeah. Now, can you believe... Can you believe that last season was Detroit's lowest TD total in 50 years, PD?
Wow.
Lowest total in 50 years. Yet, it was still enough to land the number two spot on the FBI's list. And that's because the scoring may have declined, but the mayhem and misery per 100,000 season ticket holders increased.
Well, that's good, at least. I mean, hey, if there's one place Detroit belongs, it's the number two spot. Yeah, it's like number two.
Number two, as you see.
Doo-doo.
And, but here's the thing I like about, here's the thing that Detroit can hang his hat on. Since 2010, there has been more than 2,500 TDs scored in the D, which is nearly one TD every 24 hours.
Wow. Every single day, a TD is scored in the
D.
So cold in the D.
Yeah, I've heard that.
How the fuck are they supposed to keep peace?
Damn, maybe that should be, we should have had that queued up, because that would have been a hell of a tribute song.
It's so cold in the D. How the fuck do we supposed to keep peace? What's on a nigga mind? Son, da, 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 da. Yeah.
But you know what? The only problem with that thing, oh.
Yeah. Mm.
This goes out to the D.
This is my motherfucking jam. It's so
sip to this.
God damn, it's smooth. Yes. Get yourself a smooth.
It's so cold in the deep. How the fuck do we supposed to keep peace? What's all on the king's mind?
Talking 2,500 TDs. That's 365, 7 days a week. A TD every day. Why can't we say? Detroit, Motown, holler.
You know what? Every time. Thank you, PD, for riding on that beat the way you did, man.
Absolutely. You know, I do anything for this show.
Only you can do it that way, PD.
Oh,
now,
lots of white people.
It's so cold in the D, but the only problem in the D is that during their 8-year span where they were rocking and rolling, the refs have struggled to remove players from the field for their TDs.
A lot of cold in the D, but they don't know how to play D.
They don't. And the clearance rate is 41% in the D. Oh,
that means if you commit a crime, out of murder, right?
4 out of 10.
You have a 59%?
Yeah, 59%
chance of being okay.
In the way.
That's better than a lot of stuff. Better than a coin flip.
Absolutely.
It's better than a coin flip's chance.
So, as you can see from the second headline, PD, more refs were recently added to the field to help review touchdown plays and improve that abysmal clearance rate. Now, one play that's currently under review isn't a TD play, but a play of an EMT's purse and cell phone being stolen out of the ambulance by Dindos while she was trying to save another elderly woman's life. And right beside your head, PD, on the headline, that third headline, as you can see right there, that's a picture of the EMTs arriving on the scene.
Okay.
And that's how they roll in Detroit, on Huffies.
Huffies?
Yeah.
And cannot solve crimes on Huffies.
Well, you keep the first aid kit and defibrillator and the handlebars on the... On the front handlebars, Petey, and you get things done.
That's a city that used to make cars. Now they're riding around on bikes. They're called Motortown. Motown.
Yeah.
They don't have motors.
Sometimes you have to build from the ground up, PD. Start with two wheels before you go to four.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But Jesus.
All right.
Even in chips, they had motors.
True indeed. Didn't look at it that way.
They had motors. They could get some. They'd be dips instead of chips. Detroit Highway Patrol.
Detroit Highway.
Dips.
Yeah. That would never be made into anything.
No.
Maybe just, here on Compound, we'd make it into something.
Unless it's like the story of a city that went to shit. There we go. Berg.
Dips.
What a nice color for his little ride. He has pretty legs.
I like the socks. Now, hey, how about this, PD? Let's see what happened this past weekend with the team that many assume was number one on the FBI's list, at least number two for most violent city. This is a team with the S on their chest. You know what I'm talking about.
The Chicago Savages. Windy City, packing a bag, taking a trip.
Yes, indeedy.
Windy City. Taking a shit, checking for prints.
Yes, indeedy. 21 completions and 6 TDs, Pat.
How about that?
And the completions are down from last weekend, minus 10, but they're plus 4 in TDs.
Windy City.
Yep. With the most productive day being Sunday, when 13 receivers caught passes, with 4 going all the way to the house.
Well, that's good numbers, right? You got to be happy with those if you're a Chicago Savage. Not too happy if you're playing on the D. If you're a ref, you're not. They just now put all those new refs out there as well. I assume a lot of them have quit or just figured it out.
Ready?
What's going on? I mean, maybe it was a Jewish holiday.
Well, you know, well, PD, it should be obvious that the Savages are sticking with the second unit early in this third quarter of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these early reps will definitely help the second unit during the playoff run.
Hey, first unit might lose their job. They keep playing like this, right?
Yeah, how about that? Now, this second headline.
He'll get Bledsoed.
Yeah, how about that? Because he did lose his job to
Brady.
Yeah. For
Michael Brady, I believe his name was Michael Brady.
No, it's Theodore.
Kevin Brady.
Theodore Brady.
Mikey.
Now, the second headline
Peter Brady.
Is about a play that occurred a week ago, where a Hail Mary was thrown at a birthday party for a receiver who caught a TD pass last season. Now, actually, the party was more of a memorial party than anything, and it yielded 3 completions, including one to a mother who was holding a child. Now, PD, maybe you can answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
That was posed to me by a season ticket holder.
Yes.
Why they gotta shoot her when the baby is in her arms?
Well, that's a question that answers itself, ain't it? You know, I mean, she can't draw her own gun that she's got and tucked into her waistband when she's holding that baby, unless she wants to drop that baby. And then she got child services all over her. And you know these memorials are just like flypaper for shootings anyway. Having a memorial is a bad idea.
Yeah.
If somebody you know gets shot, move on. Forget about it. Just don't no memorials.
Okay.
That's the price you pay for being involved in a life of crime. No memorial service.
Memorials, absolutely. It's target practice.
Candlelight vigils, you're going to get sprayed with gunfire.
Remember, Baltimore took it to the cemetery itself last week.
They'll follow you. Yeah. They're going to shoot until that fucker's in the ground.
Maybe she wasn't holding the baby. Maybe the baby was holding her hostage. That's why they had to shoot her.
And that is why Garrett is here.
See?
That's what babies do to all parents on some level.
You think about it, right?
Yeah. Not sure why they shot the hostage. I'm still working that out yet. But.
Okay. Take your time on that.
Interesting theory, though. Yeah. Oh, they shot the hostage. I would rather see the hostage dead than to live one day past this.
Now, I tell you this. Putting money into funeral homes on Chicago's west and south section of the field sounds like a sound investment.
Yeah?
And because the supply is overwhelmed by the demand. Now, let's hear from an embalmer at a Southside funeral home.
The demand might be overwhelmed by the supply.
Either way, you can flip it.
Yeah, oh,
grab their chest and they fall before they die. this is something totally different.
Oh, this is not like a Western from the 30s?
Some on the streets call it Chirac.
Residents feel like they are
Chirac.
Last year, we serviced over 3,000 families.
Serviced.
Over 200 of those were gun violence.
Buried. We buried 3,000.
We don't know what's going to be in this bag from the medical examiner.
Penis bag?
Their whole face may be riddled with bullets. Arm may be... I don't want to be too graphic.
I want you to use all your powers.
You look at every
day. I don't want his mother to see him like this.
Four or five times out the week, you got to see this, and multitudes of people coming in looking the same way. It has an effect on you, but you got to come back there and you have to deal with it. Give that family some closure, even if it's not closure for you. I relate to them a lot because I had my own nephew.
Why should it be closure for you?
And I got the call.
God damn, talk about...
So I actually embalmed him.
Selfishness.
Yeah, talk about making it about you. What about closure for me? I dressed these bodies.
Who were with them, they called a family member.
I got to watch these people.
Yeah, we blazed them up.
They dirty.
And then when they told me that, that's what's in my head. Like, oh, God. I think I started thinking about him when he was like 8 years old and how he's always telling me, I'm going to be taller than you. I'm going to be taller than you.
It's $1 million smile.
The visuals I had before I saw him.
But he was horizontal, so I was still taller than him.
Shaking it off and knowing that I have to perform a service.
And how are you related?
Thanks, Jack.
I try to let...
Oh, man,
goodness
Petey.
Goodness gracious, that is a sad, sad story.
That's the reality on that field in Chicago. Mm. Or Chirac.
Chirac. Chiron.
Yeah.
Sharia. Oh. The Saudi Arabian Peninsula. Chi-Town Strip.
Why not?
Chi-Real. Chalestein. Chicago. Chicago-Stein. You know, Persia. Windy City.
He did full circle. He came full circle.
All the words I know.
All right, PD. Speaking of death, we have to give our salute to service. And this week's salute to service goes to a pair of Mississippi refs who left it all on the field in the shootout with the Mississippi Simian. They were fatally wounded during the exchange despite wearing bulletproof vests. And for the record, the Simian also caught passes, but they didn't take him into the end zone as I would have hoped.
Yeah.
So, PD, a heartfelt salute goes out to these two referees, James White and Zach Moak.
Salute.
Now, fortunately for a ref in Baltimore, his vest was able to save his life after it caught a couple passes from a Baltimore Bantu.
Well, saved his life even.
Yes, and let's check it out.
Man, think of it. Oh, God, he was happy to have that vest. What the? My God.
Oh, yeah.
What
is, gets these, right to it.
What these guys do. Reload.
I love the spirit of this.
What the fuck?
You see the Bantu is down on the turf. The play is blown dead, but the refs are still unaware.
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes that play keeps going long after, and Jesus, from the looks of the surroundings, there could be, this could be some sort of a trap play.
Yeah, so you have to, yeah, and I'm surprised that more refs didn't arrive on the scene. There were just these two for what seemed like an eternity.
Oh, I imagine, yeah, to them. The moments are just, this guy got hit, but he's okay.
Yeah, he caught two, the vest caught two, but he still was hitting the arm.
Jesus.
It's okay. Fuck, it's okay.
Yeah, he was hitting the arm. The adrenaline is what carried him through on this play.
All right, all right. This is weird. This is getting weird. Yeah, I mean, like, is...
He's shot, Petey. You got it.
No, no, no. Oh, I know, but what if they... Believe me, I understand all the emotion, but it's just weird that it seems like there's a guy laying up there, like they don't know if he's dead for sure or not.
Ma'am, what is this street?
It seems like he's trying to get medical assistance. Hey, look, I can't question anybody's actions in a situation like this. Hey. I have no idea.
Are they equipped with GPS, the vehicles? Because they've been...
Yeah, I guess he's got a...
...owned for... And like you said, this could be a trap play.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's going to draw a crowd eventually anyway. Yeah.
Once they see the Bantu on the ground and you know what happens then...
They're very loyal.
Yeah.
Bantus.
Be someone's favorite player on the ground and you know how emotional people get.
Favorite player. Oh, right. Could be Freddie Gray Jr.
Or senior.
Yeah. It's on the back of the car. One of the many Freddie Gray Juniors. Living all over Baltimore.
Hey, you say I'm good.
No. Look at relax. Point blank, it's called. You got a shot. Point blank. Don't move. Everyone
get back. I hear the sirens.
Wow. This is, and you know.
And the crowd is coming.
They cannot keep police in Baltimore, from what I understand. They cannot keep it staffed because. Yeah, you know, people hate working there. They hate it. Simply, huh? To put it mildly.
Now, PD, salute to those Baltimore refs for overseeing one of the toughest field in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a tough game to call, and they're calling it well.
Now, we may, or and by the way, you're like you came in without your body. Now, the rest of you is disappearing.
Yeah, I know.
Thanos snapped.
That last video blew the back of my head off. It was amazing. Now, I'm just a face.
Anything else? Should we speed up the show before you disappear entirely?
I ain't afraid.
Now, PD, we may or may not have a middle finger salute to give. This Detroit ref has been fired over a post he made on Snapchat. While in uniform, he took a selfie and captioned it with, "Another night to wrangle up these zoo animals." End quote.
Okay.
PD, what's your verdict? Middle finger salute or traditional salute?
Traditional salute. He's just telling them I'm out there on my way to get these zoo animals. Yeah, criminals. Why not call them animals? A lot of criminals out there. Let me tell you something. Just like zoo animals, they ought to be in cages. Forever. Those animals aren't getting out.
Got it.
They don't got a release date. You just see a lion get paroled. That lion's going to the chair.
Now, PD, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give him the middle finger salute because first and foremost, you have to know the field that you're refereeing.
Yeah.
He said, "Another night to wrangle up these zoo animals."
Yeah.
They're not zoo animals.
No.
In Detroit. They're dindus.
Wild.
They're dindus in Detroit.
That's right.
Zoo dindus. Animals. The zoo animals he referenced, they play in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which is another city away.
He thinks he's at an away game.
Yeah, so he's exactly, that's my point.
I get your point. Okay, yeah, that's true.
Now, I mean, I get it. The Kalamazoo animals play with the same swagger as the Detroit dindus, but the ref has to know where he is, which field he's assigned to
good
on
point,
that day.
Good point, yeah. Middle finger for him then.
So it's kind of like entertainers when they're on stage and they say, "I love you, Cleveland," but they're really in Cincinnati. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Same kind of like...
Oh, boy.
Same kind of disappointment.
That'll get you fired.
Oh, yeah, well, that happened in this case.
He got fired.
Yeah, he did get fired.
He got fired over this?
Wait, bring that back, Jay. She said what?
Oh, it's Madonna.
Y'all. She said, "Y'all ready to get busy up here in Montreal? I mean, Quebec City." Sorry. All those people pay good money to hear her go, "I don't know where the fuck I am."
Bunch of frogs. Like, what do you think? "Oh, my God, and I'm doing my Quebec City show. I should do my Montreal show."
Right.
"You're going to do the same show."
Yeah, it's the same shit.
Dumb fucks.
All right, PD, let's check out some notable headlines from around the league. How about we do that?
Notable headlines.
Yep.
There's nothing I like better.
Now, on deck this week, we have
ooh,
the Indianapolis Colt 45s.
New York Negro Boxers.
Yes.
San Francisco 187ers. Hmm. Sponsorship news and the Memphis Grizznigs.
They're not booing, they're saying Grizznigs.
Got a hearty chuckle from the booth there with that one. Let's start in Indy, where last week we talked about their steady gameplay and how it's smooth every time.
Yeah, it works.
In the words
time.
Of Billy D.
Pull the trigger.
But now they may be short because it may be a man short because he kept committing unsportsmanlike conduct on a 10-year-old girl, PD. Mm-hmm. Ultimately leading to her impregnation.
Old enough to breed.
Now, the penalty netted his guy 160 years in training camp. And he's 34 years old. So, and out of that 160...
He's going to be an old man when he gets out.
He has to serve 132 years.
Okay, well, he's still going to be pretty old, though.
Yeah, he'll be eligible on parole in the year 2150.
He's going to be in there getting Social Security? Shit.
In the year 2150?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But just not that long. Yeah, he's going to be... Well, I tell you something. If you do that crime, you can be prepared to do some time. They take that pretty serious every... That's one crime they haven't dropped from the list yet.
I agree. You say yet. Yeah. But, you know, PD, I think when it comes to this type of crime with pedos, I believe that training camps across the country should follow the example of that former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan.
Ah, yes. I've always said that. Yes.
Because, hold on, Jay. What the hell?
What? Wait, what?
I said Kazakhstan.
Bless you.
Because Kazakhstan, they're going to start chemically castrating 2,000 pedophiles this year alone.
Chemically?
Yes.
Why chemical?
Well, chemical.
Why not with a hammer?
Do we have that headline, Jay? Chemical castrate?
Fire a cannon into them.
I don't know. The deck? Next slide is a video link.
We'll have Kazakhstan on the deck. Chemical castration is rather than surgical.
They dip their balls into a bucket of acid.
No,
got to be something, right?
No, what it does, it leaves the organ intact, but it's reversible. It's like they give you a shot of some sort.
It's reversible.
It is reversible.
What?
I know, right?
They shouldn't. They should give it to them when they're not in jail.
Well,
then when they not when they are in jail. Castrate them when they're out of jail. You see what I mean?
Yeah. So
I don't think you do.
With this, I do. Now I'm saying this headline right here, Jay or Garrett, if you guys can look this up. Missouri, the state of Missouri, lost track of 1,200 sex offenders, and including 800 of the most serious ex-convicts. Missouri lost track of 1,200 sex offenders.
Did they really?
Yes.
Lost track. Well, they registered, but...
Yeah. Including 800 of the most serious ex-convicts. This is Missouri, so I'm like, yo, Missouri is not the place to be.
No, not right now.
Underage.
No, if you're anybody.
All right.
Well, they got to be really looking hard for them, huh? How did they do that? How did they lose? How did they? Yeah, well, I know how they look for them.
I don't know, ice cream trucks?
I've thought before what they could do is set up like a kiddie palace, you know? It's pedos welcome, right?
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, basically. But like with sweeteners involved, you know what I mean? Like a kid with no shirt on standing out front, you know? And like a... You know, like, they just make it really appear nice and welcoming to the pedos, and then they can, like, it's like a roach motel. Like, anybody who goes in there knows this is a pedophile thing.
Isn't that show with Chris Hansen?
In reverse.
Sort of.
So they come out. Instead of entrapment, it's like, like I said, it's like you set a trap for them.
Okay. I got it. Sounds, I don't know, execution,
and
maybe.
You use children as bait.
Right.
Just like he does. And but more of them.
There's more children. Well, Missouri may want to consider that idea.
Well, why not?
They've lost damn near 1,300. So, do what you can do.
It says that's only 6% of all the offendants.
Whoa.
Oh, that in the state.
Is that their, like, look on the bright side?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, we only lost 6%, okay? We still know where those other ones are.
Wow. Oh, God.
It's a pretty big state. Pretty big.
Let's come back here to New York City, where the Negro Bockers have been in check pretty much this season.
I'll tell you how you find them. When they vote in their midterms, you go and say, whoever voted Democrat, you just you start questioning them real hard. Because
that was too easy, Peter.
You're right, and it was too late, too.
How about that?
I'm really sorry.
Let's keep it going.
I apologize.
All right. Well, you don't have the rest of your body hair to keep things.
Keep it together.
Do what you can do. Now, let's talk about this play that was made in the Boogie Down Bronx. And this
Boogie
play
D.
may spark a third quarter run for the Negro Bockers.
Home
it happened in broad
G.
daylight.
Yes.
A father was walking with his 3-year-old daughter when three players ran up, pulled the little girl away from the dad, and gave him a handoff in the leg.
This is like that last story.
His video quality is horrible, but she is not.
Look at that.
Surveillance video shows a man being shot.
Steven Tyler's on the news.
Walking with his 3-year-old daughter. You can see three gunmen approaching the victim on University Avenue in the Bronx on September 17th. One of the suspects opens fire but misses. At that point, all three attackers pull the victim away from the girl and shoot him in the leg. The 30-year-old victim was taken to St. Barnabas Hospital in stable condition. His daughter was not injured in this attack.
Okay, so clearly they weren't pedos because they didn't take the little girl.
Oh, they were Legos. Shot them in the leg.
All right. Well, how about some news from...
That play snapped right together.
It did. It was quick, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Fast, yeah. It's nice to be looking at it through there, you know? Like, it's like you really get a feeling that you're just there hiding like a coward.
Like a coward should.
Yes, as a coward should.
Coward lives to tell the story or report it on the NFL Network.
Either way, you're still alive.
Now, how
Howard
about
is the way to go.
Some news from the San Francisco 1A7ers? Now, we haven't heard from them all season. And it appears that the only person making plays out there on that field is Mark Zuckerberg, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I totally know. Man.
Right? So, imagine my delight when I found out that Inside Edition was robbed of equipment while reporting on smash and grab crimes. What's the irony there?
That's left their equipment outside.
Actually, it was in. Okay.
Ignore me. Addition.
Now, this play, as great as it was, doesn't change the status of the 1A7ers in the league. But at least they made they at least they got mentioned on the NFL Network.
People. Nah, their best they're best. You know, they might turn up as a spoiler or something like that. You know, but they don't drink the milk.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Cheetos.
Mm.
Everyone knows that NFL players love these.
They love these.
But everyone else needs to eat them at their own risk.
Eat them at your own risk.
This rapper who goes by the name Lil Xan, I believe, was hospitalized over his overindulgence.
We love Xan.
He vomited blood and...
You vomited blood from eating too many Cheetos?
Too many of these. Yeah.
I would have thought that I would have hit that point if it was possible.
Yeah. PD.
I guess not.
Everything
amateur.
Ain't for everybody.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Wait, how many Cheetos do you have to eat? Do they give any sort of an estimate?
No, he didn't. Different strokes, different folks. You know, in an NFL player's tolerance level for pain is pretty high, so...
I guess.
You know, you see the guys on the field munching and crunching, and you figure you can do the same, and you end up vomiting blood. Or in the case of that one girl, she had her gallbladder removed a couple months ago.
I guess no one is Cheeto-proof.
Yeah, well. All right. And lastly.
It's so cold in the day.
The resurgence of the G's in Memphis. And the G stands for Grizznigs, of course.
Earl's Guns.
Or Guns. Yes. Especially since 400 of them were stolen from a UPS facility.
Guns?
Yo, guns. The 400 guns were being shipped to different cities and companies. And I suspect that these players who stole the guns, probably car-carrying members of the NRA. What say you, Pat?
That's how the NRA is. Boy, they're always out committing crimes with their guns. That's the problem with the NRA. Every time they find somebody stealing guns, they find them. It's always the NRA. They love murder. They love seeing their guns used. No, of course not. I doubt these guys are members. Right. Those dudes, you know. Yeah, I'm a member of the NRA myself.
Okay, cool.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I borrow your membership?
Yeah. It's
transferable. All righty. Thank you, Jay. Garrett,
as we normally do after this Around the League segment,
mm-hmm.
the Hall of Famer John Mad Dog Madden joins us for to keep the cipher going. Now, here's the thing. We have to see if he's here.
Mad Dog.
Hello?
We made contact.
What's going on over there?
Oof. Mad Dog, welcome to the show finally, man.
He's paranoid.
Before we proceed, do you have any comments about any story we've covered?
Yeah, what happened to that cop? Is he all right, or did he get...
Which one? Who got shot in the arm?
Yeah, he said he was good.
Fam. Yeah, he's good. He's good. Just shell shock, you know?
Mm.
He caught two in the chest, one in the arm, shell shock. The adrenaline wore off. He's good now.
You think he's like that? That's kind of a beautiful video of camaraderie and such like that, and under duress.
Yeah.
But you know, the so cringy that he says, "Fam." Ooh, that's
well,
bad.
He's in out there on the field in Baltimore. Sometimes you pick up the lingo of the players when you're out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good, fam. But
yeah,
dude. Nah.
I just want to thank God. Thank Jesus.
Yeah, what were we supposed to say?
Thank my teammates.
No, that was that could have qualified for the Teamwork Award. Now, Mad Dog, there's a play that occurred in Chicago that may be worthy of all Madden consideration. Two brothers, and they were literally brothers, not the figurative term that's applied to black people.
They're fam.
No, they weren't. They were literally fam, yes.
Yeah.
They were behind on rent and decided the best way to pay the back rent was by making the landlord pay it.
Fam.
With his life. Now, they called him to the apartment complaining of a leaky roof. When he arrived, they choked him until he reached the end zone and then dumped his body in the sewer in front of the apartment building. Mad Dog, is this an all Madden performance or no?
I mean, listen, it's sloppy. It's uncoordinated. It was in the moment. And sometimes you gotta blitz on a gut instinct without any kind of prior. This is a player going out there and doing what he thinks is the best move, even without referring to the play that the coach put out there. But it gets the job done.
And that it did.
Where's the rest of PD? What the hell's going on with my boy over there?
I just left it at home, Mad Dog.
You left the rest of you at home?
Yes. God knows what my wife's doing with it. I don't even want to know.
You know what? I could relate because I don't know if you could see this or not, but I don't got the rest of me either.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, we don't. We don't see the upper half.
You don't see the bottom half is
bottom half. We see its third chin, but we don't see...
Hey, what the hell?
We don't see the hairline.
Yeah.
I thought this was a safe space, you bastard.
No. No shots taken. I'm just saying.
That is an amazing play, though. They choked him to death. So, I mean, like the use of hands there. You know what I mean? That is really good. Hands are so important.
You know, hands of the face is not called in the league. In
hands
the
of the neck. You know, they
that's legal in the NFL.
Let them play all the time.
Let them play it.
And when you throw a guy in a dumpster, it's kind of like spiking the ball.
Well, they threw him in the sewer.
In the gutter.
Oh, wow.
Sewer. That way they
even better.
That's even better, right?
Yes. It's not excessive celebration by any means. That is a well done.
Yeah. All right.
Some say that isn't wise, but it's not only wise, it's penny wise. Put them in the gutter.
Oh.
Bazoo.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right, stop clowning around, guys.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Really?
Come on, guys, let's hurry up. I gotta get some lunch after this, some Tim Curry.
Here we go. Let the games begin.
Some Tim Curry once. Oh, boy. Well,
yeah.
Are we done here?
Oh, no, yeah, man. He is the Stephen King of these jokes.
Okay.
King.
Wasn't expecting that one.
What are you blowing on over there, Mad Dog? What kind of Chiba is that?
A guitar just flew through the air. Why are the guitars here?
All right, well, since we got Madden all choked up.
You're on acid.
Let's get to the defense award. And, well, actually,
Happy Halloween.
This is the bad defensive war. On this play, two players are battling in the trenches, but only one uses field awareness. Jay, let it rip.
Rip it.
Rip it good. As you can see, it's this they're in the trench, hand-to-hand combat.
Punching.
And then a knee. And what happened? Oh, there we go. Knee. Knee.
Oh, use it.
And again, in the trenches.
Use yoga fire.
And there's only one. You know.
God damn, but the knee. The atomic knee coming up.
Oh, you know that.
That's the million-dollar knee. Look at that. This is
the knee is a great weapon because of. And then here comes.
Oh, my fucking God. The car is a much better one, isn't it?
Well, Garrett did say finish him. And on cue.
He is finished. She is.
Yeah.
A lady?
Oh, that
fatality.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately.
My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Man.
That was the bad defense play there because.
Certainly not a good year.
No. No, stop it right there, Pat.
I'm surprised those guys aren't tired by now.
Well, we'll see. That other guy.
They must be exhausted.
Oh, God.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's that guy's fault. You know what? Maybe it's asphalt.
It might be asphalt. Well, that's what they get for being in that hood to begin with.
That's right.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right. Okay, the coast is clear? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Mad Dog. Here's the final installment of All Madden or Nah. For some unknown reason, six uninvited females crashed the wedding reception, pepper sprayed, and fought with the bride and other guests. Now, there were no pictures of the cheerleaders, but you might be thinking because the sign says Polish cadets, the cheerleaders might be Polish?
Sure.
But well, yeah, they're Polish if Tiara, Latika, Alicia, Reniqua, and Bonita are Polish names.
Well, they make their living on the pole. Maybe that's what they thought it was.
They're Polish. They're a little bit on the pole.
And that is today's winners, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow. You still a lot of time in the game.
We have a few minutes left. I don't know. That's going to be tough to top. But Mad Dog, is that an All Madden play or not? To crash a wedding and pepper spray and fight the guests.
You know what's crazy about women? They get this all access pass just by having their boobies and their vaginas and all that. Even the uninvited guests are invited if you're a biatch. You hear what I'm saying there, kiddo?
I hear what you're saying, my man.
Uh-huh. So like you know what?
They didn't even get thrown out after this.
Yeah, you're right. So I completely disacknowledge the fact that they you know got in the place. I don't give them credit for that. So what I'm giving them credit for is the beating. I need to see some footage. I don't know if I can make a decision on this yet.
Okay, well, we'll keep it neutral. But it sounded like you were leaning towards All Madden because of the way that they went through things, the way it went down. And you're giving them credit for making the play happen the way that it did.
That's right.
Well, credit in that, you know, they had vaginas and boobies, he said.
Yeah.
All-access pass.
Those are the all-access pass. All right, but you're right. There are no pictures for those cheerleaders.
All-access puss.
We do have pictures of this week's draft class. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Oh, my goodness.
Vroom, vroom.
Look
all right, PD.
Oh, my God. They're all so beautiful, and they all look so criminal. But that long neck one up there, I got to start with, I believe that's my wife right there. She's very done up, and I could take her anywhere, proudly, even though she has a record. So that's my wife. And my mistress, it's a weird part on that no forehead, having middle one there.
Top or bottom?
I'm talking about, yeah. The bottom one is like frying on some sort of hallucinogenic drug right now.
Nice lips.
I like the way that top one looks to the right. Okay, let's just make it simple. my wife is that one on the top left. Mistress, top right. Ho, bottom middle.
PD always struggles with this draft.
you know.
I'm not surprised. That's because I go first. Everybody else has more time.
Okay.
We can do it the other way.
Solid point. All right, Mad Dog.
Now, I'm kind of like, I don't know, the top right thing that's when I was in high school back in, 1928, there was, that's the girl for me. That's my wife. Okay. Now we're going to go ahead to the bottom left. That'll be my side piece. Look at this. She's got lips, and you know what she looks like? She looks like Hoops from Flavor of Love.
Oh, yeah.
I get that reference.
You do, yeah. And bottom middle, even though I'm no faps, I do recognize she looks like Riley Reed, so we're going to have to side-hoe that or piece.
I don't get that reference.
Oh, yeah, side-hoe right.
Okay, so you're going top right, bottom left, and then bottom middle.
Yep.
Okay.
Diversity is our strength.
Yes. Petey, where did Petey go? Jay, you're up.
Petey. All right, I'm thinking top left for the wife. Looks wholesome. Looks like she can make a good breakfast.
What is
that? Oh, yeah.
Rub my feet. Let me put them on her tits when it's cold outside and keep them warm.
That does work.
The mistress, I'm going with.
You could take a walk on her neck for a mile, too.
Yeah, okay. Teach his own, bruh. And then
shove
I'm looking
it all the way down
bottom
there.
Bottom right for the mistress. Looks like I can take her out, paint the town red.
Oh, bottom right. Wow.
And nice lips.
Someone's got beer goggles on.
Maybe. Bottom middle for the hoe.
Bottom middle again?
Yeah. Looks like
she's a hoe, man.
Right. No, she's been drafted three consecutive times
for hoeness.
Hey, she's on it. She's in. She got picked, so that's what counts in this league.
No one's going for bottom left at all.
Well, Mad Dog went for bottom left.
Did he really?
You know what? Actually, you know what?
No,
I'm gonna have to.
No, bro. Wait, yeah.
I was gonna
Gary,
say,
what are you thinking? Come on, Honey Claw.
Right, shout it well, down the Hall of Famer.
It's more a process of elimination. I'm not going with giraffe. Not going with bottom right. Her forehead doesn't even fit in the frame. It's
wow.
So
good point.
There's no telling how far up it goes.
Dude, it's right there. The top's right there. You know where it is.
The bottom left looks like she's like a lawn dart. Like I could grab her by her feet and throw her and she'd land on her head, like flip down always perfectly. So I think I'm marrying top middle.
Whoa.
I like that side eye, you know.
Whoa, sassy.
Yeah, but top right
like
is my mistress,
eye.
And as everyone's favorite, bottom middle hoe.
Bottom middle hoe.
What about you, Renee? Who are you?
Yeah, let's see, Renee. If you had to choose,
who's your mistress?
All right, I guess if I went that way.
Yeah, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah. Let's. This is a guy. Be completely different. All right, upper left, definitely wife.
Yeah.
Giraffe neck? Everyone is on giraffe-y.
Because she looks wholesome. She does look mama-like.
Looks
know?
Like she's got
she
a curling
like
iron.
Wife.
Take a deep throw, crap.
Hold she does up. Have a curling iron, yeah.
Bottom left, I would probably say
mistress. Bottom left? Wow, nice. Bazoo.
She just didn't want her to feel Bazoo. Left out. That's really the way women
diversity
think.
Diversity is our strength.
And upper right, who?
You know, I'm really surprised that top middle didn't get as much play as I thought. And Garrett drafted her. Second round, Garrett? Or first round?
That's my wife.
Oh, a first round draft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't make it on anyone else's draft.
I considered her, but I had to.
That is a disappointment. Mm. We've let down a lot of people with this draft.
All right.
Now, here we go.
Pudding.
Murder.
Yeah, now giraffe neck.
Wow.
Murder.
Is the most dangerous.
Changing person. Your mind now, Garrett?
Oh, shit.
You want in now, Garrett?
Red Rom.
If you want to choke that bitch, you need three of your friends to help you.
Should have went for top middle for the wife.
Oh, God.
She does right. Look like Wendy from The Shining, cut that neck. Yeah. Who? Look. What was the one on the top?
What
is it? Possession of a senior citizen?
Stolen vehicle.
Yeah, well, guys.
They're drunks.
All right, so there we have it. Now let's get on to the most coveted award of the week. And it's the Clutch Performance of the Week Award. And it's awarded to a Philadelphian who exhibited the patience of a Buddhist monk during a robbery play.
Man, that's a shadow.
Now, Mad Dog, I want you to just check out this play here. I've never seen a play where a player didn't blitz a place and then have a quick exit. Here's a player.
Hold the gun on the register, like the register's going to do
this
something.
This is Philadelphia.
Don't move,
guy,
you.
He didn't snatch the money out. He's taking the bills out individually.
Now he's going to bankroll them so they're all facing the same way.
Yeah.
I wish I had a game clock.
He's going to take a couple of customers and change.
So what is he doing here?
He's a banker.
He's trying to just take it slow and easy so they don't notice he's there.
Damn it, we should have had a game clock. Then he goes to, it looked like maybe the piggy bank. I don't know.
Look, you forgot some down here. Look, you dropped a dollar.
Oh, what is this? What is happening? He puts the gun in the other hand. The clerk can just grab the gun. The clerk that showed him where the rest of the money was, he just grabbed it.
Can you hold this?
Yeah.
I'm trying to steal the money. This is really a two-man job.
Well, he has this standard NFL uniform, the hoodie tied up. And he's not running away from the place. He's stopping, making the left, and then making the right.
Figure out some chips.
He comes to a U-turn, comes back to the line of scrimmage.
You know, this is the difference when you make an appointment beforehand. You got to make an appointment before you rob the place. And
yeah, you're
just
not
goes a lot smoother.
Exactly. They'll rush in if you don't make an appointment. They're like, all right, a table of how many?
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be a wait.
You're going to have to wait. Hey, you know what? My theory is that, he's a junkie. It makes, people steal shit. So he's like, I'm a junkie. So he probably doesn't have a lot of energy. So he's going in there out of necessity. He's not exactly thrilled about any aspect of life. Even this is probably like, my adrenaline's not exactly surging here without all this heroin I love. So, I guess I'm going to rob this place.
He's like a jazz robber.
Well, yeah, he's just sitting, he's comping the beat while somebody else is riffing him.
That's it, Mad Dog? Oh.
Yes.
Okay. I'm
pretty
reading
good
your lips, and I just
good
don't know.
It was good. Thank you.
If you're coming and going. All right. All right, this concludes the NFL Network in conjunction with ESPN's review of Week 41. Thank you to all my field correspondents, Phil, Kyle Style, the Kendall Brothers, Nikki G. And as usual, we got to thank the Clinton Foundation for its continued effort to globalize the NFL. And it looks like it's working from this picture.
Yeah, look, we're all
brothers. This is the French president gleefully posing with prospects at St. Martin, one of whom gave the middle finger to the camera, if you can see closely. And the French president got into a lot of caught a lot of flack for this picture.
But why? Because they're racist.
Wait, who's racist?
The people who have a problem with it.
Who have a problem with this picture?
Yeah. But black man can't flip the bird next to the president.
Did you try a French accent but gave up halfway through?
Man.
You caught that?
No, the sad thing is I didn't give up. That was...
I'm still trying.
I'm still committed to it right now, in fact. How's it sound? Clinton.
Le Clinton. Well, if PD were here, the rest of them, it would be time to do the Lonely Man walk and hit the old dusty trail.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, float?
I don't know. Can you give me a lift home, like in your duffel bag or something?
Sure. No, like you're really disintegrating.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's pretty uncomfortable.
You're like a RoboCop, just the front, the face. The RoboCop.
That's
you.
Except there's no, policing shit going on.
Right. So where are you going? Where will you be this weekend?
Because my whole body, we'll be at Westside Comedy Club on Saturday. So I'll be there. And October 24th, back at Westside Comedy Club for New York City Crime Report Live. Most important thing, go to crimereport.nyc for all the shows that I do. Crimereport.nyc, stuff you haven't seen on Compound. Two separate shows. Check it out. We have a new show, Too Woke to Fuck, too, that comes out on that feed. Too Woke to F.
Love the title.
That's where we make fun of, we do all the news as liberals and shit.
Now, this weekend is, this Saturday, actually, is the annual reenactment
of the Battle of Germantown happening in my city. And the actual battle happened on this day in 1777, Peter.
No kidding. Yeah.
General George Washington's troops were defeated by the British in Germantown. And so I'll be there checking out reenactment. One of the buildings where our ragtag army took refuge still has damage from the bullets. You know? I'm such a nerd.
Still has damage from the bullets?
Yes. Fascinating.
George Washington defeated there? You're going to go celebrate that?
They were defeated. That was just one battle, Petey. Now let's get rid of the garbage, shall we?
I feel like a giant green penis.
How can you do this with no hands?
Look at this. This guy...
This is interesting.
Always has this look on his face. You know what I mean?
How...
We got to throw this motherfucker away just because...
How are you going to do it with no hands? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, magic. Just saying, you know. It's throwing itself away, see? All right, watch. It just crumbles itself up. Crumble, you! Oh, God. Like so.
And this is, gotta throw away this fucking guy, Stephen Colbert and his bullshit shits kebab book that, coming out conveniently, coincidentally, on day of the midterm election.
Don't get distracted by the Colbert book, please. Unless you're one of the people who would buy it.
Good point. Thanks for tuning in, guys. God bless and have a woke weekend. Jizzy, take us out of here. Safe Space was recorded to a hard drive in front of a live audience.